A study in the Canadian Medical Association journal, CMAJ, said the opioid drug crisis has reached such a critical level that a public safety response is urgently required, and that includes the need for expanded supervised consumption sites. The report was published by the medical journal Monday and was authored by Shalisa Ledley, David N. Jewarlink, Mina Tadris, Mohamed Mamdani, J. Michael Patterson and Tara Gomes. Physicians and scientists associated with the University of Toronto, Sunnybrook Research Institute and the Li Ka-shing Knowledge Institute at St. Michael's Hospital. The drug toxicity crisis continues to accelerate across Canada, with rapid increases in opioid-related harms following the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the authors wrote. We sought to describe trends in the burden of opioid-related deaths across Canada throughout the pandemic, comparing these trends by province or territory, age and sex. The study determined that across Canada, the burden of premature opioid-related deaths doubled between 2019 and 2021, representing more than one quarter of deaths among younger adults. The disproportionate loss of life in this demographic group highlights the critical need for targeted prevention efforts, said the study. The researchers found that the death rate increased significantly as fentanyl was introduced to the mix of street drugs that individuals were using, in some cases, unknowingly. The authors said this demonstrates the need for consumption sites, not only as overwatch as people with addictions consume their drugs, but also to make an effort to identify the substances and inform those people beforehand. The increased detection of fentanyl and opioid-related deaths in Canada highlights the need for expansion of harm reduction programs, including improved access to drug checking services, supervised consumption sites, and treatment for substance use disorders, the authors wrote. The study said a more intense public safety response is needed. Given the rapidly evolving nature of the drug toxicity crisis, a public safety response is urgently required and may include continued funding of safer opioid supply programs that were expanded beginning in March 2020, improved flexibility in take-home doses of opioid agonist treatment, and enhanced training for healthcare workers, harm reduction workers, and people who use drugs on appropriate responses to opioid toxicities involving polysubstance use. In conclusion, the authors wrote that during the height of the COVID pandemic in 2020 and 2021, the burden of premature death from accidental opioid toxicities in Canada dramatically increased, especially in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. In 2021, more than 70% of opioid-related deaths occurred among males and about 30% occurred among people aged 30 to 39 years, representing one in every four deaths in this age group. The disproportionate rates of opioid-related deaths observed in these demographic groups highlight the critical need for the expansion of targeted harm reduction-based policies and programs across Canada, said the study. The full text of the report can be found online here.